This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio Network, by the way, we'll do the Ron Corey book giveaway right now. Most of you have heard me talk about Ron's great book. It's called Tenacity. He's a Vegas guy. He's living the American dream, one of the most successful men in all of Vegas. He's owned, started out as a dealer of cards at the Tropicana and became an auto dealer, owning auto dealerships and a guy who owned bars and restaurants and gaming establishments, meaning casinos, little mini casinos. He's an amazing guy. And he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. It's called Tenacity. And he's so tenacious, he beat everyone who was against him. He fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, mob wannabes, and stage 4 cancer. And it's such a wild story, Tenacity. Hollywood has come calling. They want to turn Ron's book into a movie, a screenplay. And the story's so good, famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. So go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an e-book, or a Kindle. That's Corey as in C-O-U-R-Y. Or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen, also at Amazon. Or visit his website for more details, RonCoreyAuthor.com. Ron Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, Author.com. So it's either Amazon.com or RonCoreyAuthor.com or call us right now. Because guess what? The fifth person gets Ron's book. We've done this for 2 weeks now. And what's today? Today's Wednesday. We may have a couple more books left. It's either going to end today or Thursday or Friday. So we're coming to the very end of the giveaway. Maybe today, maybe the very last day. I got to check how many books are left. But we're giving away a book right now, Tenacity by Ron Corey, caller number 5 right now. So give us a call at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. So when I left off, it was Elizabeth Warren saying, I believe it's time to start the national full-blown conversation about reparations. Elizabeth Warren gave her most detailed answer to date on the question of reparations for black Americans as a means of addressing centuries of slavery and legal discrimination. It was a town hall meeting from CNN, Jackson, Mississippi, Monday night, and she became the first presidential candidate serving the Senate to endorse a House bill that would create a commission to study reparation proposals. I love the idea of this congressional commission, she said. At Jackson State University, a black college, I believe it's time to start the national full-blown conversation about reparations. That's crazy, man. Can you imagine? Who gets the reparations? Will Indians who owned slaves and their ancestors be asked to pay reparations? Will the descendants of black slave owners be asked to pay? Will only the descendants of slaves get paid? Or is it supposed to be every person of African descent, regardless of whether their ancestors were enslaved? Like Barack Obama. His ancestors weren't enslaved. His ancestors were in Kenya. And then he had white mother in Kansas. There was no slavery in his background. But do you give him money because he's half black? If everyone of African descent is to be paid, will recent African immigrants get reparations? Some who came from Haiti last week. Will white people who were brought to America as indentured servants and forced to work as slaves get reparations? Or will they be expected to pay reparations to people whose ancestors were not enslaved just because they're white? If interracial crimes from 200 years ago are going to be used to decide who gets reparations, what about interracial crimes of the last 50 years? Wouldn't it seem logical to institute reparations for interracial crimes over the last decade instead of going back 200 years? And by the way, who would get that money? What happens to all the people who are white who got murdered by black people? How about white cops who were murdered by a black criminal? Do those white cops get reparations? Or only black people from 200 years ago that have nothing to do with my family get reparations? Very interesting. And while bleeding heart liberals all over the world fawn over Muslims, I still believe the single biggest problem facing the entire world, other than illegal immigration in general and open borders in general at our border with Mexico, other than that, the single biggest problem is Muslim extremism. And so what you won't hear on the evening news tonight is that an angry Sinhalese driver set a school bus full of Italian children, meaning children in Italy, on fire to avenge the deaths of African migrants at sea. And they're not just African migrants, they're African Muslim migrants. A man of Sinhalese origin set a school bus full of children on fire Wednesday to avenge the death of African migrants at sea. He's a Sinhalese migrant. It's always fun to let migrants into your country, isn't it? Without any extreme vetting. Hijacked a bus with 51 children and their chaperones on board and drove around for an hour threatening everyone on the bus. The children were handcuffed as the driver threatened them with a knife and said if anyone made a move, he would light the bus on fire. The driver kept saying that people in Africa are dying and the fault is Deputy Minister Luigi Di Maio and Matteo Salvini. The man, reportedly in his 40s, took the bus about 25 miles from Milan, Italy, drove for an hour before authorities intercepted a vehicle using three carabinieri vehicles. Authorities were able to set up a roadblock based on information from an adult and a student who called a parent. While two officers kept the driver busy, he took a lighter and threatened to set fire to the vehicle with a gasoline canister on board, and the others forced open the back door. The driver started the blaze as officers broke the glass in the back door of the bus, allowing the passengers to escape before flames engulfed the entire vehicle. Video of the incident's aftermath shows a charred metal frame. All those kids could have died. Wow. Unbelievable. Italian firefighters put out the blaze. 14 children suffered injuries and were transported to the hospital. Isn't diversity great? Gotta love diversity. And a man armed with a jihadi armband storms a French police station attacking officers. He was not identified by name. Of course not. It's a Muslim last name. You're not allowed to identify it. You could go to jail because that must mean you hate Muslims if you tell the truth. He entered the police station around lunchtime Sunday wearing an armband inscribed with the word jihad in Arabic script. The attack began almost immediately after the man entered the building. It took another officer to deploy his taser and electrocute the 34-year-old to subdue him while he shouted death threats at the officers. It's not clear or not if he was on the French terror watch list known as the S-File, which has 25,000 individuals on it. There are so many of them on the list. Former agent of the General Directorate for External Security, which I guess is their version of the FBI, remarked, "We do not have the human means to follow all these people." Comes only days after a man suspected of being radicalized following a conversation to Islam in prison was arrested at a post office in the city of Angiers for trying to have a submachine gun delivered to him through the post office. In the last several years, French police have often been the targets of Islamic radical terrorists, including a case in 2016 in which members of Islamic State took credit for the brutal killing of a senior police officer and his wife in the Paris suburbs. Jean-Baptiste Salavan, 42, was stabbed to death outside his home by 25-year-old LaRosa Abala, who had previously been convicted of offenses related to terrorism. And I guess, doesn't say that, but I guess he then went on to kill the poor guy's wife as well. And in the midst of all this, look, we all feel terrible about what happened in New Zealand. And I don't mean that in a half-assed way. I don't mean that in a sarcastic way. I don't mean that in a fake way. My God, I don't want women and children, or men for that matter, to die 50 at a time in a church or a synagogue or a mosque. It doesn't matter. Nobody wants people worshiping to die for no reason. Even if you don't like Muslims, those Muslims in that specific mosque didn't do anything to you. You don't know if any of them has ever done anything bad to anybody. You just killed innocent people. It's terrible. So I feel bad. If you ask me to go down and march to show sympathy for 50 Muslims killed in a mosque, I would go down and march. Wayne Root would. But does that mean that I would ask my wife or significant other to wear a hijab? You got to be kidding me. Never, never, ever, ever, ever at the point of death would I ask anyone in my life to wear a hijab, or would I allow anyone in my life to wear a hijab? But in New Zealand, now we know another country that's just so pathetic. I know what happened was terrible. I get it. But you could show sympathy without becoming part of the Muslim race. New Zealand is going to broadcast a Muslim call to prayer Friday. as their campaign hashtag headscarf for harmony takes off and urges non-Muslim women to wear hijabs throughout New Zealand. Excuse me while I vomit. That's just disgusting. What happened was disgusting. Your reaction to it is just as disgusting. Not as murder, but I mean as any political reaction I've ever heard in my life. It's just so weird. You mean, okay, so let's just say that a church filled with Christians had died. And actually, you could argue that things like that have happened in America. Right? Church filled with Christians has died, and a gay nightclub, 50 people were gunned down in Florida, I seem to remember a few years ago. Pulse nightclub. Does that mean everybody's gay? To show sympathy, everybody's got to be gay for the next week. Wear pink and be gay, even if you're a straight man. It's just ridiculous. Everybody's not gay. You could show sympathy for what happened and feel awful and say, I want to march, but you don't have to be gay. Do you have to have a gay ritual to prove you feel sympathy for gay people? It's ridiculous. I'm not going to wear a hijab to show I feel bad that Muslims are killed. They shouldn't have been killed. The guy was a sicko. Guy was a wacko. But I'm not converting. New Zealand women are being encouraged to wear Islamic head coverings on Friday in sympathy with Muslims in the wake of the mass shooting terror. The campaign to wear the hijab on Friday is calling it a headscarf and bears the name and hashtag headscarf for harmony. You know, it's my opinion, it's only an opinion, that a hijab is for Muslim women, not for the rest of us. And a hijab is for Muslim women who believe in, I guess, Sharia law, because that's what Sharia law demands. It's not for the rest of us. I don't need to wear a hijab or have my family wear a hijab. It's absolutely ridiculous. I'll talk more about it when we get back. It's just another stupid reaction to a terrible, terrible crime. Terrible crime. Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Synagenix. All of you know the story, who have listened to this show religiously, loyally, passionately. Synagenix done a great job for me. If you watch me on TV, you know I look like a different person. Thank you, Synagenix. You know, on TV, all that matters is the way you look. First of all, I'm one of the few 57-year-olds in the United States of America on TV. That's number one. Number two, I'm one of the few, if only, guys ever in the history of America got a TV show at the age of 56, his first show in 30 years. Third of all, I'm the only guy in the history of America, in the history of Hollywood, to get two TV shows at the same time, because I have both this Newsmax political TV show and a fantasy football show at the same time this past fall. I'm the first guy in history to ever get, at the age of 57, two shows, and I'm the only guy in history who goes on TV every night, five nights a week, with no makeup, and looks pretty good for 57 years old. Is all I'll say. 57 years old, no makeup on TV, unheard of. For those of you who don't understand TV, everybody wears makeup. Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson have tons of makeup on. You know, you wouldn't even recognize them without makeup. I'm the guy you see on TV, and I look exactly the same when you meet me in real life, because I wear no makeup. I have no time to put makeup on. I don't have makeup girls sitting here in the middle of my studio. It's a little bit of a different story with Newsmax TV versus Fox News. They have 15 people fawning over you before you go on the air. And 15 producers and production assistants. I do a one-man show, other than the fact that I've got Chris, my board op, and Andrew Paul, my trusty producer and director of advertising. But, I mean, literally, I just walk on TV with nobody giving me a script and just talk for 3 hours. And nobody giving me makeup. So thank God for Synagenix. Thank God they've made my brain better. They've made my energy level better. They've made me look better, which matters on TV, so I could walk on national TV and no makeup at the age of 57 and feel good about myself, and they've made my body better as well. You know, lost weight and gained muscle.
thanks to Synergenics. Give them a call. Not only is the call free, but it's a no-obligation consultation. Free. Free, no-obligation consultation. Everybody should call and find out what they can do for you, and then you decide if you want it or not. No one's bothering you about that. But I am going to pester you and hound you and hammer you to make the call. 888-YOUNGER. You got to call. If you're a listener to Wayne Root or a watcher of Wayne Root's TV show, call 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the USA. 888-YOUNGER or register at Synergenics.com. Free, no-obligation consultation. Synergenics.com. C-E-N-E-Genics. G-E-N-I-C-S. All right, so we've established the Democratic Party believes transgenders belong in the military. We've established that Elizabeth Warren wants reparations. We've established that Elizabeth Warren wants... what was the other thing she wanted? Oh, it was Kamala Harris that wanted transgenders and would not execute someone for treason in the United States. And we've established that an angry Senegalese driver sets a school bus on fire. And in France, a jihadi with an armband with Arabic language talking about jihad went in and tried to kill police officers. A lot of problems in the world. All of them caused by liberalism and progressivism and communism and socialism and globalism. And the biggest problem in America, of course, is the border. And so here's a good example of what faces us at the border. The Border Patrol says detention centers are full and starts releasing migrants into the American population without detention, without ankle monitors. They're just letting them out. On the El Paso sector of the border, 400 migrants were apprehended within 5 minutes. That's in the former congressional district of Beto O'Rourke, otherwise known as the guy born as Rob O'Rourke. Robert O'Rourke is Beto O'Rourke. He's an Irishman, an Irish-American, who delusionally thinks he's Hispanic. And the word Rob, or Robert, in Spanish is Beto. So he changed his name to Beto. He's Rob O'Rourke, Rob O'Rourke's district. He says there's no problem, we don't need a wall, and if there is a wall in his district, he would tear it down, the wall that's currently there. But 400 migrants apprehended in 5 minutes in the El Paso sector. They're invading, folks. And an illegal released by the wonderful communist Bill de Blasio in New York City bites off an ICE agent's finger. Lovely, isn't it? White House strongly condemning New York City after it says sanctuary city policies led to the release of an illegal immigrant who later bit off the finger of an ICE agent trying to apprehend them. Keep your fingers away from immigrants. They're dangerous. They're like rabid dogs. At least in this case, they are. New York State, oh, I'm sure right-wing watch will grab that 1 cent out of context. Wayne Root says all immigrants are rabid dogs. No, I said this one was a rabid dog. And I did say some illegal immigrants are rabid dogs. I like immigrants. I don't like illegal immigrants. They're criminals. They're cheaters. Tell me, right-wing watch, what the difference is between a rich man cheating to get his son into college and a poor man cheating to break into America and then stealing ID and then stealing a thousand different welfare checks and then stealing jobs from Americans and then stealing earned income tax credits when you didn't earn any income in the first place and then stealing all of our medical bills. You get them paid for, I got to pay full price. Theft, cheating, stealing.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Wednesday blamed the late Senator John McCain for pushing the United States into endless wars. The president also says,
John McCain received a fake and phony dossier. And what did he do? He didn't call me. He turned it over to the FBI hoping to put me in jeopardy. And that's not the nicest thing to do.
Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, and Wisconsin are still under states of emergency after all the flooding took place in each of those states. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts on what you can do to help people out in need.
Well, the Red Cross has been great. They've been the ones setting up most of the shelters that we have across our state and serving thousands of meals to take care of the folks. We still have, I think, about 475 people in shelters, and so they've been taking care of them. So a donation to the Red Cross, a monetary donation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is War
now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Liberals are just looking to destroy this whole nation. There's no question about it. During a campaign stop in Davenport, Iowa, I was telling you about Kamala Harris, how insane she is. Wants transgenders in the military, or where, you know, it goes against everything America believes in if we don't have them in the military. And I told you about the insanity of Kamala Harris. Elizabeth Warren, her campaign stop, her town hall meeting. She said, we've got to have reparations. And now I'll tell you about Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. During campaign stop in Iowa, she said illegal immigrants in America should be allowed to receive Social Security benefits along with a pathway to citizenship. It never ends. You give a liberal an inch, they take a mile. They all want them voting. They all want them getting Social Security. They want them getting every welfare check humanly possible. They want them in America. They want them to get a pathway to citizenship, meaning they're already voting now, but they want them to just be total legal citizens after they broke the law, and they don't care if they're felons. They'll tell ICE, they're coming, and then you get ambushed and you die as an ICE agent. The liberals are insane. All right, the sponsor of this segment shows Tangible Investments. Believe me when I tell you, if anything happens to Donald Trump, God forbid, or if he loses re-election in 2020, God forbid, or if he's out of office after 2024 and the next leader is one of these crazy people, Beto O'Rourke, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden at the age of 99, any of these crazy liberals, Kirsten Gillibrand, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, if any of them get in eventually, it's going to be the end of America, and therefore you better own some gold and silver. Just in case it ever happens, and it may happen in 2020, a year from now. But it may not happen for another 10 years or 12 years. But eventually, one of them will get in. I mean, you know, we had Bill Clinton for 2 terms. We had Obama for 2 terms. Now they're all so much more radical. Now they're outright communists. You got to own some gold. It's wealth insurance. And if you're going to own gold, you want to own it from the people who back my show and believe in my show and believe in you and therefore are investing and sacrificing for you to keep the show on the air, and that's Tangible Investments. I say they have golden credibility. 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions, discount gold, silver, and precious metals dealer. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. They've done billions of dollars in transactions, and they could show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000. You just don't need to own a little bit of gold and silver, and what do you get for that? It's like leverage. A little bit of gold and silver, and if things go really bad, it will fly. And suddenly the dollar drops to nothing, and gold and silver goes to the roof, and you've replaced your wealth. And that's why you need just a little bit as wealth insurance. So give Tangible a call. They are the heroes of this show. They sponsor this show. 800-780-9000. Got our guest here, Maureen Callahan. Nice Irish lass. Maureen Callahan, New York Post editor and opinion writer, on with Wayne Allen Root. Hey, Maureen, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. You're calling, I assume, from New York, yes?
Yes, I am.
How is it out there in my old hometown? A little cold today, or it's getting to be spring?
It's a little chilly at about 50 degrees. It's still stubbornly winterish.
Yeah, no surprise. I remember the worst snowstorm. I grew up, born and raised in New York, and lived there till I was 27. And the worst snowstorm I ever experienced was on Easter Day in like 1982 or 83. I was at Columbia University, and I couldn't believe it was Easter Day, and there was a massive blizzard, and the roads were closed. Nobody could come get me, and I didn't see my family on Easter. It was wild. And that was in April, so it just goes to show you, in New York, winter dies slowly. Let's put it that way. So.
True work.
All right, so speaking of Columbia University, there's a good segue. I need to think about it. We're going to have a little college discussion here because I want to talk to you about the college admission scandal, and it shows how the rich rig the system without shame. I think it also shows something else, Maureen. I don't know where you stand politically, but if you're a New York Post person, you're probably center-right. Would that be kind of a good description of you?
You know, I will say this. I am a columnist at the Post, and I do cover politics, but I always try to write in a way that you really can't. I never overtly state my politics.
All right, so you're fair and down the middle is what you are. Is that correct?
I would say, you know, I It's interesting. I will get mail from people if I write one thing slightly critical of Donald Trump, saying I'm a libtard. If I write something slightly that reaches to the right, I get hate mail from liberals saying that I'm a, you know, and I kind of like that, if that makes sense to you.
No, it makes sense. I just wanted to share with you that when I went to Columbia, most of the kids were rich kids. Everybody at Columbia was the son or daughter of somebody rich or powerful. And the observation, and I wasn't. I was the SOB, a son of a butcher from Mount Vernon, New York. Mm-hmm. And the observation I made was every working class blue collar kid who I met at Columbia, and there weren't many, like 1% of the kids were sons of butchers and cops and bakers and firemen. That 1% were generally either moderate or independent or conservative Republican. And all the rich kids were liberals who hated America. And it seems like if you're given everything on a silver platter and you never in your life had to work for anything, you should love America. And instead, they all had tremendous guilt and they hated America. So my guess is, and it's just a guess, but I'm willing to bet you that all the kids and all, certainly all the parents in this scandal, this college scandal, happen to be liberal Democrat donors. 90% of them, I guarantee you, are Democrats, because rich kids with rich parents always seem to be liberal. So I'm guessing, Bina, you've heard nothing in the media about this scandal's political implications. I'm betting it's because they did research and these are all registered Democrats. If they were Republicans, this would have been the headline at MSNBC, at CNN, at Huffington Post. I haven't heard a word about the political persuasions of these people, although we know Felicity Huffman hates Trump, and we certainly know one of the donors, Buckingham, was doing a fundraiser for Kirsten Gillibrand. So I'm betting, being that's the only two I ever heard of, I'll bet you they're all big libs.
I don't know about that. I don't know that you can just assume it. I mean, I do recall reading that Lori Loughlin's husband is a Trump supporter. And when you move in circles of the very wealthy, you will often find they are quiet, but there are many who are pro-Trump. So I think that this may be one of those scandals that it really surpasses whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, a liberal, a conservative. To me, it's really a reflection of the stratified economic situation.
We're losing you, Maureen. Are you on speakerphone? Because we're losing you.
I am on a cell phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear. I just want to make sure we're on the speakerphone. We lost you for about a sentence there.
So I was just saying that I really transcend politics, and it's really more emblematic of how there is one set of rules for the wealthy, and then there's another for the rest of us. As I wrote in the piece, you know, it was sort of a given and understood that, you know, the scions of the rich would have their fathers buy their way in to elite colleges. And again, as I cited in the piece, this goes down on both sides, right? Like JFK Jr., not the brightest bulb, attended Brown.
Right.
Jared Kushner didn't have the grades for Harvard, but his father made a $2.5 million donation and into those.
Yeah. I don't like any of them. I don't like any of them.
Yeah. I mean, you look at it on both sides, and it really just, it almost doesn't matter. It really comes down to the entitlement of those with wealth. And as to your earlier point, the children of people like Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin and these sort of faithless millionaires and billionaires are taking spots that should really go to, say, a kid like you were.
Well, or right now, you know, I'm about to join the lawsuit because my son had the best SAT scores in America and won the presidential scholarship of the Merit Foundation and was rejected by USC, whereas Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman and all these other rich people's kids got into USC with much worse grades. I guarantee you not one of them had the National Merit Presidential Scholarship like my son Hudson had. It was automatic that he would get into USC, and they rejected him. And remember, he's not from New York, Maureen. He's from Las Vegas. There's probably only 10 kids, there's probably only 10 slots in the whole Vegas for USC. How Hudson, my son, wasn't one of those 10. Well, what do we find out after the fact? Forget the stars in Hollywood. There are two billionaire families, the Kimmel family and the Aziz family in Las Vegas, who bought their kids' ways through bribery and fraud into USC, and both their kids were freshmen this past September, at USC. That's where my son was, you know, his whole life aiming to be at USC. He had Harvard grades, but he loved USC and wanted to be at USC, and they took his dream away from him, and it's all these rich, spoiled brats that did it.
It's a real heartbreak. And, you know, in some of these cases, you know, my sympathies, because it is such, I have a niece going through this right now, and it's a heartbreak when you don't get to school you most want, and you deserve to be there. But, you know, this has a longer tail than, you know, an undeserving child of the wealthy, you know, getting a slot that should have gone to someone far more deserving, who maybe doesn't have the pedigree or the money. These kids now are on the track for the rest of their lives. You know, they will go out into the world believing that they are entitled to jobs that they are probably unqualified for positions of power. I mean, we see it in so many high-profile examples.
Well, and cheating gets rewarded. Now, here, I'll show you a little bipartisanship, okay? I'm a conservative talk show host, but I'm very anti-Fox News lately, and I think the fact that they hired Donna Brazile a couple of days ago is the biggest outrage in the history of conservative talk. Because Donna Brazile, forget she's liberal. I don't care if she's liberal. They have a right to have liberals on their network. She cheated and handed the debate questions to Hillary. So why is that different than if you cheat on the SAT exams?
You know, I agree with you, but there's also a parallel on the other side. Wasn't there someone who was accused of tipping off Trump?
I have no idea, but Donna Brazile should not be on Fox News with a God knows, $500,000 a year, maybe more, maybe $750,000 as a contributor on Fox News after she cheated and tried to steal the Democratic primary for Hillary and handed the notes to Hillary in advance of the debates. I have no idea did anything for Trump, but I know that Brazile did that and admitted it to the public. So, well, hold on a second. We'll come back after the ad break. Let's talk about all the scandals at Marine Callahan, New York Post. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER or go to Synergenics.com.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Speak with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the Roof, War Now. Don't forget that starting in about 8 minutes or so, we're on Newsmax TV. Hottest show on Newsmax TV and Newsmax TV, America's fast-growing cable news channel. In the last 4 days, I've gotten over 1,000 emails from fans of my show who all just tuned in the last week because we just added 30 million new Comcast Xfinity homes. It's been phasing in, and evidently we just got a huge tranche of them. Must have hit about 5 million or so in the last week. And all these people are saying, I'm never watching Fox News again. I can't believe they suspended Judge Jeanine. I can't believe they hired Donna Brazile. I can't believe that Fox News is going to the middle. I don't want it. I want the Wayne Allyn Show. I love Newsmax TV. And I'm getting hundreds of these, and I'm sharing them with the owners of Newsmax TV and my executive producer, Michael Clemente, and the owner, Chris Ruddy. And they're going, oh, my God. I mean, I'm building the most loyal, faithful audience you've ever seen because they're shocked that they're not getting what they want at Fox anymore, but they get it from me. And I've got Bill O'Reilly with me 3 times a week. I interview Bill on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays to start my show. You'll see my interview with Bill O'Reilly tonight at the top of the hour. So make sure you tune in about 7 minutes from now on Newsmax TV. And if you're not getting it, call 844-563-97, 844-563-97, and we'll connect you to your local cable system wherever you are in the country, and you tell them, I demand my Newsmax TV so I can watch my favorite host, Wayne Root. Number one show on Newsmax by a mile, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. All right, we've got our guest here on National Radio USA, Maureen Callahan, New York Post editor and opinion writer, and welcome back to the show. Show, Maureen.
Thank you so much.
So your theory is there's just no shame left in America, and I see Jussie Smollett, Jeff Bezos, Michael Cohen, the Michael Jackson estate, all the above. Tell us what you see happening right now.
It's interesting. I feel especially in the past few months, there's just been this insane explosion of people, highly public people, doing incredibly shameful things and getting caught and not even expressing any sort of public shame or remorse, but just sort of barreling through or sticking to their story or doubling down. And as I say in the piece, it almost doesn't matter because we seem to be in this perpetual outrage cycle. no matter what side of the aisle you're on, you're outraged all day, every day, probably. And so why should one, Jussie Smollett, I mean, that was the biggest story of last month, and now it's replaced by this college cheating scandal. Nobody cares about him anymore.
Well, they're not going to care about, they're not going to care about the college cheating scandal in about 5 minutes either.
Who knows what's down the pike? I mean, seriously, there's going to be something else that comes and replaces that. So, you know, it's interesting. Today I saw one of Lori Loughlin's people was feeding information to Us Weekly saying that, you know, she just, her heart's in the right place, and she's just a great mom, and she really just wants the best for her kids. I mean, no shame whatsoever in a statement like that. It's just like, well, she wants the best for her kids. I mean, who cares if she's lying and cheating and conniving and buying a place that doesn't belong to her child and her child barely attending school and it's all a big sham? Who cares, you know? And it's all about just basically she's in crisis mode right now because she's trying to salvage her career, which she's lost at the moment.
Well, you did not seem to be, Maureen, too upset when I mentioned that Donna Brazile was hired by Fox News. I think it's the most outrageous thing I've ever heard in my life. She cheated. She cheated and gave the questions to Hillary to beat Bernie Sanders. How could you make her a commentary?
You're not that naive, right? I mean, you know this goes on both sides of the aisle.
She got caught. I don't know who's ever done it. I know she did it. I know the DNC tried to steal the entire primary on behalf of Hillary over Bernie. They ripped him off, she was the head of the DNC. So how do you give her a job on Fox News? That's a reward of $500,000 a year or more, probably $1 million, that's for all I know, for being the new liberal face of Fox News. I find it outrageous. That's all I'm saying.
Would you be this upset if MSNBC gave her that amount of money? Or would it not be as upsetting because it's the same size?
No, I would have, first of all, I'm more upset because it's Fox News, because that's always been my channel. So that's number one. I am more upset. But number two, I would make the exact same point, which I just made in my nationally syndicated newspaper column that comes out tomorrow. I made the same point if it had been MSNBC or CNN. I compared Donna Brazile to the college cheating scandal. It's the exact same thing. You cheat and everybody rewards you. How is that stealing a presidential primary better than cheating to get your kids into college? They're both terrible. And I would say it if it was a Republican who got caught, as you said, handing the questions to Donald Trump. Name the person who gave Trump questions to win the primary, to win the debate on Fox News, and I'll tell you that person should be shamed and lose their political career and kicked off of any media they're on. We all cheat. You're naming all these great names. Michael Cohen, Jeff Bezos, Michael Jackson, Jussie Smollett. For some reason, you don't seem to agree with me on Donna Brazile. She's got no right to do political commentary anymore. She's a cheater.
You know why? It's because I think that politics is the sport of heathens.
Yeah, well, they're all liars and they're all cheats, but when they get caught, you got to fire them. You can't reward them. That's my point.
I know, but you know, I mean, like, this thing has a long tail. I mean, let's go all the way back to Bill Clinton and the impeachment and his shameless lying about Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah,
and
I know.
He maintained the presidency. And so, in a way, when you compare that to what Donna Brazile did, you know, it sort of feels small bore, but that's the perversion of the culture, I think.
Yeah, well, Jussie Smollett tried to slam every white male conservative Trump supporter in America. Disgusting. Horrible. I wouldn't reward him with a new job.
And I'll tell you, people on the left were very, very upset by that as well, because it makes people on the left look as though they excuse to demonize Trump supporters.
I gotcha. Hey, Marie, we got to run. It's time for TV. It's time for the ad break. We shall return. Maureen Callahan, New York Post editor, opinion writer. Thank you, Maureen. Newsmax TV right now.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
The offer.